What's up?
Hi, it's Dina from Family First.
Yeah.
Do you have your caregiver's number yet?
Yes, I have, but she
Oh,
said,
awesome. She's here?
no, I talked to her. She said, if y'all not paying the same as or more than basically, she said, don't waste her time. She said, don't even give her another. She said, she's not worth anything less than what she already did.
Okay,
So
how much is she getting now?
she said she just started her off with 15, and then because of all the overtime, they said they had to drop it down. She said, I think she said 13 or
Oh.
13.50, I'm not sure.
So now she's currently getting 15, and we said that we'd drop it to
Yeah.
13?
No, they started off paying
Oh.
her 15, but as
Uh-huh.
my hours went up, they
Right.
dropped her down because of all the overtime. They
Uh-huh.
dropped her down to, I think she said 13 or 13.50. I'm not sure.
Right. Because the way it works is that when there's a lot of overtime, the overall hours end up averaging to a higher amount. So she'd be
Right.
getting an average higher than 13, higher than 15 most likely, if it's 84 hours.
Well,
So,
I'm not sure
right, how
they're gonna
many
give me
hours?
all that, but that's why I've been calling.
I see. So I'll tell you what. Whatever hours you get approved for, I'll make sure that the average between the overtime and the regular pay is over $15 an hour.
All
Okay? So we'll follow up on the hour amount. Sounds like she wants to wait until she knows how much she's getting, right?
Yes.
Okay. So once we get that hour amount, then we'll be able to decide that, and then she can decide if she's interested.
Yeah, so is that. I'll
Okay.
show you.
Okay, so we'll talk then.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.